Can everyone stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Benna?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Moving on to item two, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Sorry.
And is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Benna?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. On to item three, board business. We're going to open the floor for nominations for president. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Chris Inks.
Are there any other nominations? No? Chris Inks has been nominated for board president. Can I have a motion to close the nominations for president?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll for vote for president?
Mrs. Stats, just state who you vote for.
Oh, Chris Inks.
Mr. Yule?
Chris Inks.
Mrs. Webble?
Chris Inks.
Mrs. Bennett?
Chris Inks.
Mr. Inks.
Chris Inks. There you go. Chris Inks is declared as president.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right. I'd like to open the floor for nominations for vice president.
I'd like to nominate Cindy Webble.
Cindy Webble? Cindy Webble is nominated for vice president. Are there any other nominations? Can I have a motion to close the nominations for vice president?
So moved. Second.
Are there any discussions? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll for vice president, please?
Mrs. Webble?
Cindy Webble.
Does that put you on the spot?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Cindy Webble.
Mr. Inks?
Cindy Webble.
Mrs. Stats?
Cindy Webble.
Mr. Yule?
Cindy Webble.
Cindy Webble is declared vice president.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Here of A and B. All right. On to, these all have to be separate, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. On to item three, letter C. Can I get a, sorry, I'm just making sure here. Establish regular meetings to be held every other Monday in the month of the month in the Norton Middle School Panther Room with public session beginning at 7 p.m. And the event schools close the second Monday of the month. Holidays, clammy days, regular meetings at the Norton Board of Education will be held on the third Mondays of each month.
Needs a motion.
I'm sorry, can I get a motion? Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, but didn't he also say every other Monday?
He did, but he corrected himself.
Every second Monday, yes.
So moved.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Under board business number three, letter D, establish regular meetings of the Committee of the Whole every second Monday of the month in the Norton Middle School Panther Room at 6 p.m. Board action may be taken during these meetings.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I get a motion to appoint a delegate for the OSBA's annual conference? This sure will be held virtually this year. I can be the delegate this year because I haven't gone for 2 years, so.
It's, I believe, November 6th through November 9th.
November 6th. In November.
Yeah.
Yep. Unless someone else is interested in being the delegate, I can be the delegate.
You're not getting any arguments from us.
Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. All right, can I get a motion to appoint an alternate delegate for the USBA's annual conference? I'd like to be the alternate.
Elisa, would you like to go?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Very good.
You do learn a lot.
You do. All right. Can I get a second? Get a motion for Lisa Stats?
Second. I'll motion and move forward.
Motion move forward, second. Any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
All right, congratulations. Motion passes 5-0. Let's see, can I get a motion to appoint the OSBA Legislative Liaison for the 2021?
I did it last year. I'll do it again.
You want to do it again this year? Great. Louis Shul? Can I get a second?
Second.
Any discussion on that? No? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. Thank you, Mr. Yule. Can I get a motion to appoint the OSBA Student Achievement Liaison for 2021? Who was that last year?
What exactly is that one?
I'm not exactly sure.
I think Pat
usually has done
Pat
that.
Usually
and
did
I,
it, but I
don't think they just get a lot of.
Yeah, I would imagine it, who's ever engaged in the community engagement, reach out to our community about student achievement, is probably someone who should be in this role.
Did you talk about?
Haven't talked yet, no. Who else was on the, were you on the community engagement?
Yeah.
Would you take it for this
I
year?
Do that.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Nominate Jennifer Bennett there, so. Can I get a second?
Are you making the motion?
Second.
Make a motion, yep, second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ms. Bennett. On to item 4, approve the following standing authorizations. Can I, under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters A through S, as in Sam?
So moved.
Is there any discussion on any of these? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Under item 5, discussion items of committee assignments. That's where we're going to discuss committee assignments. I think last year, I think with COVID, I think we all kind of discussed a little bit previously this year that a lot of our committees didn't get to meet a lot or really do a lot because of COVID. And when we did, it was more all COVID-related items that we were discussing. I myself would like to stay on the committees I was on last year, which was the Finance Committee and also the Operations Committee. I think Elisa and Mrs. Stats, Pat was on the
Community
Engagement Committee, which I know you've kind of sparked an interest in with your interview and everything. Mm-hmm. Would you mind sitting on the Community Engagement Committee?
No, I don't.
And this is just, we're just having a discussion. We actually appoint him next,
okay,
next month. So is there anyone else that would like to switch or?
I'm fine with my assignments. I was on
okay.
the curriculum.
What else did Pat have?
Engagement.
Didn't he have curriculum?
I think
yeah,
Pat had policy.
Policy.
Oh, he did.
He's on policy with, you were with policy.
The fun
too.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we all good staying with our?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll plan on that and that'll be handled next year or next month. So great.
So just so ish.
We'll talk to Lisa about policy as well. Everybody's on two committees, but policy's probably the most straightforward. You know, you wait for the things to come in from the state and look them over, so which you'd be great at as well. So, great. All right. And now on to item 6, an adjournment. Can I get a motion to adjourn the special session board meeting?
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. We are adjourned to the special session meeting. We're going to move right into our regular board meeting at that time. So, do you want to stand for the pledge again, or do we just call the roll?
No.
All right. We're going to move right into our regular board meeting. Do I need to call the roll again for this?
You probably should.
Okay, Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Here.
Yes. Mrs. Webble, I'm assuming that means you're here.
Yeah.
So,
we haven't gone anywhere. All right.
Surprise.
Nobody snuck out. Item 2, board report.
Thank you, Mr. Ings. We're going to have a much quieter board member recognition than we did last year. If you were at last year's meeting, you'll remember we had the band here, and they made hot chocolate, and we celebrated Board Recognition Month, which is what happens in Ohio in the month of January. So I just want to take a minute and thank our board and make sure the community members who are here realize the true responsibility of a board member, and that is to be the connection between the community and what happens in its school district. And I just want to thank the five board members that are here for the role that they are playing in our community. Fortunately, all of us, and Mrs. Stats has recently joined our team, we have a great comfort level in discussing what is happening in Norton City Schools. They are very comfortable in their connections with community members, parents of our students, the students themselves, and relaying to us, the administrative team, and sometimes it's direct conversations with our teachers, things about expectations and levels of happiness and hopes and desires. You know, we have a curriculum team that Mrs. Bennett and Mrs. Webble have sat on to keep the district moving forward. So every January, the state asks us to recognize the board members. And so I just want to thank you for the role that you do play. And thank you for the time. It's a time commitment. Some people say that it's a job that they would never want. These five have embraced this in support of our kids and support of our school district. So how about a nice round of applause for our board members?
Thank you, Mr. Addis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, yes. On to item 3, district report.
I'll keep talking.
There you go.
So we've talked a lot about our COVID role ever since, last March. It's been ongoing, and it's still going. There's been a slight change as Ohio really is making a push over the next month to try and return as many students to full in-person learning as possible. And really the big thing tonight, and I sent this to all of our families on Friday, I just sent another document in the email today. That is a one-page quarantine update. It's a more bulleted strategic approach from Summit County Public Health. And I just wanted everyone who's here to know that our teachers, our employees, our administrative team, the board, we're taking a look at what this means for us. We moved from remote to hybrid. Hybrid has been immensely successful just from the standpoint of keeping everyone safe. And I think we shared with everyone at winter break, we left for winter break with zero active student active cases and 4 staff cases. And we're still in a good place. That's where we want to be. But we also want to get our kids back in school. We want them here on a full-time basis. So just quickly from our standpoint, we're working really hard on a daily basis in terms of rolling out exactly what that means, when that's going to happen, how it's changing bus routes, how much more food we need to order. You know, our NES teachers and our primary teachers are doing half days. They will then transition to full-time days, which they do, but they haven't done this year. So there's some transition time that's necessary. At the same time, protecting all of them, protecting all of our kids, and protecting all of our families. So I just wanted everyone to know it's on its way. We're going to have some announcements soon. We just have a little bit more work to do with that. Now, some of the local schools who have been in 5 days a week because their spaces are bigger, they can go back to school just like this. There's not been a lot of hybrid schools that have transitioned back to full-time. Really none to my knowledge in the same hybrid that we have. So it's going to be a transition time for us, and we will keep you posted on that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Inks.
Mm-hmm. Item four, student recognition. You keep going.
All right, it's time for our favorite thing that we do, and that is to recognize our students of the month. This is why we do all of this. It's because of all of these kids that come to our buildings and learn. So we're going to start today with Mr. Eric Morris and our Littlest Panthers at Norton Primary. Great place.
I have a ball of energy that's about to come up front. So, Mr. Grayson, come on down. This is Grayson Smith, and he's accompanied by Ms. Carly Jones, his preschool teacher. You won't find a more dynamic, smiley, behind a mask young man than this little guy right here. So we are blessed to have him in our developmental preschool. And I'm going to turn the floor over to Ms. Jones to share some other great things about Grayson.
So this is my buddy Grayson. I've had the honor of knowing him for 3 years now, which is amazing. And I wish I could share more about the journey that this child has come on, because when he came to us, things were a lot more challenging and difficult. We weren't speaking, and we had some behavioral challenges that we had to jump through. This kid right here has made leaps and bounds and has, he's the reason we do what we do, because the journey he has made has just been immense, and he comes in every day and he loves school, and he's smiling and he's a friend to everybody, and he's so bright. And I cannot wait to follow his journey for the next couple years, even if it's not going to be with me. But he is a prime example of why we are here and why we do what we do. And I'm going to miss him dearly. So I'm glad I got to share this moment with him. And I'm glad, as weird as this year has been, to get to know him even more and be with him. But he is an amazing kiddo and deserves all the love and praise. And it's going to be a fun journey to watch him on.
Thank you, Mom, for sharing him with us for these past couple years. It's been wonderful.
Congratulations.
Before we move on to elementary, I need to share that in the mornings at primary, when the kids come in, Carly is blessed with a student this year who gets off the bus and screams her name and runs to see her. And I thought, what if we had 2,500 kids that came to school like that every single day? Like, they got out and they ran in screaming their teacher's name, but it's been a joy. So thank you for sharing that. Mr. Sackett with Norton Elementary, another great building.
Hi, we are proud to present our Norton Elementary School Student of the Month. This is first grader Mason Buckner, and along with him is his teacher, Mrs. Kim Bryant. And I had a chance to visit with Mason a little bit, and I kind of talked about his likes, dislikes, likes playing the Nintendo Switch. And he said he's playing basketball right now, excited for baseball season. And I was thinking, brother, man, like, if I'm picking teams, you're my top pick every time. I don't care what the board is, you know, he's like a strong dude, man. So, Mr. Bryant's got to tell us, how are you doing at school?
So, three reasons that stood out when Mr. Sackett said, hey, does anybody have someone? And I was like, yeah. Mason, number one, what we always look for is kindness. And he is such a gentle soul in my room and such an amazing, calm presence. And I know that if there were ever an instance where I needed something, or somebody needed a friend, that I could always turn to Mason and explain that, and he would take that up for me. And that is greatly appreciated, that what he brings to the classroom. He's always an example, always doing the right thing, which leads into his score. He is very conscientious, he's very dedicated, he does a great job on everything. But one of the things I love the most is he clarifies and he asks questions. He doesn't just assume he knows or jumps in. He's not afraid to say, hey, tell me that again, am I doing this right? Which is really a great skill in education because that will take him far. If you can ask questions and you're not worried about it, that will take him far. I think the number one thing I want to say about Mason, though, is he is brave. Mason, you know, obviously the shooter's room is a little different, and Mason is presented with challenges that normally in a first grade year we wouldn't have because they had a lot more exposure to classroom. And Mason is so brave, and I watch him consider, and then he always gives it a try. And it's just a really neat quality to watch in someone so young, taking a chance, taking a risk, weighing his options, but always putting that foot forward, even if it's really uncomfortable for him. So that was what stood out the most with me with Mason, is I just think he's super brave. I do have to put his parents on the spot for a second, too. If anybody needs virtual help as parents, they have been amazing helping him through this and helping me help him through this, and they can't say enough about that either. So that's my Mason.
Mason, he said that you're pretty excited. You should be, buddy. Doing good work.
In the category of feeling old, Mason's dad played basketball for me here at North a while ago. We were both a little younger back then, right?
Used to be.
Yeah, Sean had hair back then. All right, we're going to move on to our great Norton Middle School and Mr. Denny Oswald, who is our assistant principal there.
So being in a new role in a unique year, this year in particular with the hybrid schedule, I don't get to meet many of the students because half of them are here at a time, and the only place I get to see them typically is in the cafeteria. Gianna is a student whose name I've heard a lot throughout the year from her teachers, just in a very positive way. So it's been neat that I've been able to see her through the halls and hear her name, but there would be the person would know her best and be able to kind of give a good intro is going to be Mrs. McDonald, who is our fifth and sixth grade counselor. So she has a few words about Gianna.
So the eighth grade team nominated Gianna, and I was very, very happy to hear that. Truthfully, she could have been nominated every single year she's been in our building. I'm going to read some words from Mrs. Faye Schrupert in a couple minutes because she was one of them that nominated, but she couldn't be here tonight. But I want to back up a few years and share a little known fact about Gianna. When she was in fifth and sixth grade, she had some medical challenges that made things harder for her than any other student. And she had such resilience and such positivity, fantastic attitude, fantastic work ethic, fantastic personality, and she pushed through all those medical issues and was here every day, and I want to say she's been on the honor roll more times than not throughout her middle school career. And here are the words Mrs. Faye Schrupert asked me to read to you. Gianna has been a pleasure to teach and have in class during this very unique school year. She is always willing to participate in class discussions and politely ask questions when she needs clarification. She has been a conscientious learner throughout the remote and hybrid learning models. Gianna is a member of student council and actively participated in the canned food drive, helping to collect money and cans. I think she wanted to see Mr. Dobbins on the roof. and again, like the other buildings, we're so, so proud of her. Gianna is extremely kind and very respectful to both her peers and her teachers. So we're very, very proud, and this is a well-deserved honor. Congratulations. Thank you.
So before I bring Mr. Shaner up, I just want to take a minute to talk about our administrative team. We work hard at establishing a good climate, a good working relationship. I want them to be comfortable in providing thoughts to me. And before he comes up, I want to share that when the Buckeyes beat Clemson, it was double zeros at 12:29 in the morning a.m. And I get a text message at 12:36 a.m. From Mr. Shaner, who realized that championship night was the next board meeting. And he felt comfortable enough with me to say, no matter if the board meeting is over, I'm leaving at 7:30. So I just wanted to share the good relationship that we have as an administrative team. Mr. Shaner.
Yeah, we have a little more time tonight.
Yes.
No, I was thinking, maybe we should have kept it at the normal time, because I'm going to go home and have all this nervous energy for about an hour.
Exactly.
So maybe we should have kept it. Nicole and Haley, you guys come on up here, please. So we have two students of the month. We actually have, Haley, come on over on this side if you could, please. This is senior Haley Senderek. She is our January student of the month for the high school. And this is Nicole Robottom, and she is our high school compact student of the month. I'm going to say Nicole for a second because I have Mrs. Pulaski here to talk a little bit about Haley. So again, it's odd because remember last month I said, when we had Elena here, I said, hey, remember when she did the performance last year? Well, here's the other young lady who did the performance last year with Elena. It's just odd, they're back to back. So Haley is a tremendous young lady, tremendous student, but her lasting legacy at the high school, as we all know, is going to be her overwhelming presence within the drama and Frederick speech and debate program. If you ever get a chance to see any of our plays or musicals, or if you ever get to see them compete within forensic speech and debate. If you know Haley at all, she's very quiet, as you can tell. Doesn't say a whole lot. She works in our office. I think I've heard her say three words, you know, the entire year. At the same time, though, you see her on stage. You see her in a forensics like a speech and debate forensics presentation. She will blow your mind. I mean, she is a different person. The personality that comes out of her is amazing. So we asked Mrs. Pulaski, who nominated Haley, to come and say a few words about her. Mrs. Pulaski is her Spanish teacher at the high school.
Hi, I've been so fortunate to have had Haley throughout her entire high school career, Spanish 1 through 4, and to be able to watch that growth and development. Haley is so remarkable in the classroom in that she has that growth mindset that every educator hopes to see in their students. She has that intrinsic motivation that drives her to seek challenge, and then she never disappoints when it comes to rising to the occasion. Something that I'd like to just say about Haley outside of the classroom is that she's just a great person. Like, she's hardworking, she's dedicated, she's kind, she's honest. I mean, I could go on. So I'm really excited to see Haley graduate and to see like all that she's going to contribute to this world, because she can do a lot.
Just stay up here with us. Okay, now I have Nicole Robottom, and so the way that we kind of choose the students of the month at the high school is for our standard student of the month. We take nominations, and then the teachers vote and things like that. And with our career tech student of the month, we kind of run that through our counselors at the high school, because they kind of know all the students that are in the career tech programs, and not all of our teachers necessarily know what programs kids are in and that sort of thing. So I called Mrs. Kalecki. You can talk to her about this later if you want.
She called me.
Personally. Oh, she called me. Yeah.
She emailed me and said, can I call you on your cell phone?
Well, there you go. See? So I called Mrs. Kalecki and I said, hey, I'm going to need a January That's like all I got out of my mouth. And she's like, Nicole. And I'm like, what? And she goes, you know, Nicole Robottom, I knew you were going to ask me, and I knew this is the person that I wanted. So Nicole is in the STNA program over Barberton, so that's the state-tested nurse's assistant program, and she does a phenomenal job over there. If you kind of know her day, you basically go to school, you take care of business there, you work full-time at a nursing home, so you are on the COVID front lines, and then she comes back and does it all again the very next day. Now, I'm probably going to break a HIPAA law here, but you actually were infected with COVID because of work. So she actually ended up testing positive because of her service to others and her role within. So don't tell anybody that. Okay.
If you ask about anything else, it would be
HIPAA. There you go. Okay. See? I'm good to go. So. But I got to tell you a real funny story, too, from a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember this, but you were doing the blood drive.
Oh, yeah.
And it was right after, so you had, your last name was different then.
Yeah.
And, or you had just changed your name now.
Yeah, just changed.
So she had, like, some kind of ID or something that didn't have her name now, and she was trying to tell the lady what it is. So the lady calls me over from the blood drive, and she's like, is this her? And I go, no. She goes, oh, you can't. And you're like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, no, it's not. That's not you. That's not your name. And she's like, yeah, it is. So I like had to call down to the office for them to say over the radio, yeah, you know, dummy, that's her name now. Oh, okay. So you went through with it. It worked out. It's a fun little story for us to remember. So she is the epitome of what we want out of our career tech students. She does a phenomenal job. She's in the field and wants to continue to work in the field as well, which is exactly what we want from these programs. So this is Senior Nicole Robon. Great.
Please note that the district is not traditionally into breaking HIPAA.
Nicole says I didn't, so we're good.
Just one guy.
Just one.
One administrator.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations to all of our students of the month. Fantastic work. Right now, we're going to take a small recess. If we can have all the students of the month come up front, get a picture taken for us, we're going to get enabled to congratulate everybody, and then we're going to move on with board business. Students of the month, if you have homework to get to or chores or whatever else may be happening this evening to attend to, you can quietly make your way before board business if you like. So we can have everybody come up here. We'll get a picture. All right, we're back out of here. On to item 5, public participation. Do we have anybody like to participate? No? All right. We're going to move on to item 6 then. The agenda. Do I have any additions or corrections to the agenda this evening? No? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please, Mrs. Hagenbusch.
Mrs. Bennett? Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On to item 7, board business. Can I get a motion to review the district parental involvement plan for Title I program, Attachment A?
You don't have to vote on that, right?
No, it just has to be reviewed and looked at.
That's what I thought. We were just reviewing it. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
It's a formality.
Very good. Thank you. On to item 8, approval of minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of the December 14th meeting?
So moved.
And is there any discussion on that? Okay, call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. On to item 9, Treasurer's recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve letters A through C? And is there any discussion? Mrs. Hagenbusch?
The tax budget on there, that just demonstrates to the Budget Commission of Summit County the need for the levies that we have, that we need them to be collected, that we have expenditures to go along with them. And then it allows the Budget Commission to set our certificate of estimated resources for the next year. That comes out to us in about March. And then that's what we base all of our appropriations moving forward off of, the information that we send them now. So it's a formality.
Very good. Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. On to item 10, superintendent's recommendation. Under personnel, letter A. Can I get a motion to approve letter A?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. Under personnel, letter, can I get a motion to approve letters B and C? Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes, pardon me.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters D through G? And is there any discussion?
I'll just mention letter F. We had all of last year with three school sites, and we started this year with two in hopes of finding a third one. That did not happen in August. It didn't happen for the entire first semester. So our school sites and Jeanette, our pupil services director, did extra work in that role. I mean, she's a certified school psych as well. And so we're glad that Kirsch can come aboard and help our team. She's going to do preschool, is that accurate, Jeanette?
She's going to do kindergarten.
Okay, so this is really, you know, it's an addition right now, but in comparison to last year, we've been short in that role all year. So we're thankful, and she's really good at what she does. So she's gonna help out that group and help out our kids.
Great. Very good. Thank you. Can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Great. Motion passes 5-0. Item 11, superintendent report.
Yeah, just a couple of things. You know, we've talked a lot this year about our buildings and our, you know, how we're educating safely. Just want to take a minute and thank our coaches. I know all of our winter sports have been through it. You know, whether or not it's been actual cases or quarantines, but our kids are fortunate. We have people in head coaching positions here and assistant coaching positions. They are believers in these student athletes participating in their extracurricular activities. They understand the importance of that. And all of them have gone to great lengths, you know, establishing new practice protocols, establishing bus rules. Our parents have dealt with two different locations where they're not allowed to go to their events because that school is not allowing visiting fans. It's a lot right now. And leading the way for these activities are our coaches. And they're doing a great job at it, and we're finding success this year, you know, in a lot of team unity. So I just want to say thank you to all of them. And just watching Students of the Month, you know, watching Carly almost cry talking about this young man, it just takes you back to the knowledge that when you live for kids and you live for serving kids, how good this profession really is. That's when it is at its best. It's a tough time right now, but when you do this for kids, those are the rewards that you're so emotional about it that it's going to bring you to tears. And finally, these new quarantine updates that came out from Summit County Public Health, there was one new little bullet that I don't think I talked about at length, and that is the quarantines will now be able to come to school should they choose to do so. However, if that quarantine occurs because of an out-of-school activity, then the new guidelines are off. So if a close contact quarantine happens in a classroom, that child, that student may continue to come to class. If that happens at a birthday party, or as I mentioned in an email today, at the Browns Super Bowl party, then that the new guidelines do not apply. And I did not drive that point home with our staff on Friday. I tried to get back to them today, and that's one of the things I'll really communicate to our parents is it doesn't mean you can be a close contact quarantine and still come to school. You can if it happens here at school. So these were pretty well done. This was a request of Summit County Public Health from the superintendents after we read the ODH one, because we did not consider that to be a model document. We did not consider it. We thought it was rushed and not well done. So we're thankful that they put this together.
Very good. Thank you for clarifying.
I'm finished.
Thank you. All right. Great. Before we adjourn, Mr. Yule, do you have anything you'd like to add before we adjourn?
Congratulations to the Students of the Month.
Great. Okay. Mrs. Bennett?
Oh,
Congratulations to the Student of the Month, and welcome Mrs. Statz to the board. And I would just like to note how thankful I'm sure the seniors are for the donation from Dale Cyberling for the $500 EA Cyberling Scholarship Fund.
Yes.
Those are so important.
They are.
So, go Buckeyes.
There you go. Mrs. Statz, anything like that?
Congratulations to the Students of the Month, and again, thank you, Jennifer. It's a pleasure serving the community in this capacity.
Great, thank you. Cindy, Mrs. Bubble?
Always congratulations to the Students of the Month, and welcome, Mrs. Statz. And also, we went to the ribbon cutting for the Zen Den, and what a great room. We're just a lot of detail. It's going to service the kids well. You know, kids go in, they said, you know, had a little boy there, calmed down in like a couple minutes, could go back to class.
Really? Great.
It was really nice. We appreciate the people that did all the work and getting the funding and all that kind of thing for it. But it was very nice. I'll check it out. If
great.
You got, anybody didn't see it, it's nice.
Great. Thank you. Ms. Hagenbusch?
Same. Welcome. Congratulations, Students of the Month. And as we may transition back to full-time learning, we need substitutes really, really, really bad. Put that in your paper, too. Bus subs, aides, or bus drivers, aides, custodians, teachers, you name it, we need them. Cafeteria workers. So if, as your students come back to school, you have some free time and you're willing to sub, please, it's online. Fill out an application, talk to one of the building principals. Sorry, guys. But we need them really, really bad. Stress that. Really, really bad. So that's it.
Great. Thank you. Before we leave, I just want to piggyback on what Mr. Addis said about the sports teams and how well our kids have adapted as well to, you know, Mrs. Statz, you know, you're familiar with the wrestling program, practicing separately, showing up separately, all the little things that they have to do. I mean, our coaches have done a great job laying down the guidelines. Our kids have done a fantastic job adapting as well. It's got to be hard playing in front of an empty gym. You know, part of the fun of sports is playing in front of your friends and your co-students. And to have that student section empty, you know, on Friday nights when I go to the game is disappointing sometimes. Mm-hmm. It really is. But it goes all down, you know, Mr. Yule's on the same guideline with the youth. It's difficult. They've done a great job. They've kept the youth going. Our youth sports are still working. They've done a great job adapting. And so have, I don't know who's in charge, but live streaming the games. What a game changer. You know, that's great to be able to let our people see that. And if people that are listening don't know that all of our events are live streamed. You know, they've gone to the fact that you can watch them on our YouTube channel. I know Mr. Dobbins does the girls basketball games on the middle school YouTube channel. But it's great to be able to see, you know, grandparents, aunts, uncles, maybe even out-of-state people who aren't normally here and able to see. Now they're able to watch their family and friends play, so it's a great thing. And I also want to say, Mr. Morrison is staffed at a primary. Your preschool program, it's wonderful. It is. We're so lucky to have that. The kids of this district are so lucky to have you guys there. You know, just Grayson is a perfect example of what comes out of that program and why we need that program for those kids. And I just want to say thank you for the time you put in over there. So, and then congratulations to the Students of the Month. Thank you, everybody, for what you do. Go Bucks. Go. All right. Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We're adjourned.